Chapter 2 Daisy parked by the building that had once been an old schoolhouse. Four Paws Animal Shelter had originated as a farm family's dream. Noah Langston and his sister, Serena, had taken care of the farm animals on their mom and dad's Willow Creek farm. They'd also taken in strays and found them homes. Noah had become a veterinarian, and Serena had earned a business degree so they could partner in Four Paws, an endeavor they'd discussed since they were teens. Serena and Noah had given up their former lives, which had helped them earn the seed funds for the nonprofit no-kill shelter that relied on donations and fundraising to survive. Since the old schoolhouse had practically been collapsing, they'd managed to buy it from the town for a pittance. The black door was decorated with four huge white paw prints. Daisy walked up the two steps to the open front porch that was supported with two pillars. The structure, probably once clapboard, was now covered with red vinyl siding. The gabled roof was topped with a cupola. Once inside, Daisy stepped onto the gray laminate flooring. The counter in the reception area had a glazed butcher block top. Serena Langston was seated behind the counter and welcomed Daisy with a warm smile. In her 30s, Serena was a pretty young woman who wore her dark brown hair in a distinctive braided corona around her head. Her constant companion, a black standard poodle, sat beside her and gazed up at Daisy with intelligent brown eyes as she approached. "How are you doing today?" Serena asked.
"I'm doing well. I came to meet Jonas."
Serena motioned through the glass-paned door and down the hall.
"He's cleaning kennels. He told me he left Felix with his original owner for a little visit."
"Yes, he did." Adele Gunnarsson, Felix's original dog mom, lived in an assisted living facility. "She gets lonely sometimes for Felix, so he visits. It does them both good. We'll pick him up after Jonas is finished here and take him to my place, where he can run to his heart's content." Serena looked down at the poodle and fondly gave her a scratch behind her ears.
"Bellamy here likes to run, too."
"When Jonas adopted Felix, Adele told us his name means fortunate and happy, and he is."
"Names are important. Bellamy means fine friend, and she certainly is."
Daisy could see the affection between the poodle and Serena. After a wave and see you later, Daisy went through the doors that led to where the dogs were housed. Jonas was standing in the hall, speaking to a woman who looked to be in her 60s. Her hair was brown and gray, parted in the center. There were bags under her eyes, and Daisy wondered if she hadn't slept well. She had a double chin and thin lips with no lipstick. Her uniform of choice said she was a volunteer, too. She was wearing a Four Paws t-shirt and gray sweatpants with sneakers. As soon as Jonas saw Daisy, his face lit up, the same way hers must have when she spotted him. When she reached him, he swung his arm around her.
"Daisy, this is Hedda Armbruster."
"Hi, Hedda." Daisy extended her hand. Hedda shook it and smiled back.
"This might be our first meeting," Hedda said, "but I know who you are. My sister's one of your regular customers at the tea garden."
"Who's that?" Daisy asked, eager to know.
"Fiona Wilson. She loves your soup. She takes home enough for a week."
Daisy laughed. "Yes, she does. I told her that if she ever needs it to be delivered, we'll do that."
"Oh, I can always pick it up for her."
Daisy realized that there must be at least a 10-year age difference between Hedda and Fiona, the older sister. Jonas interjected,
"Hedda volunteers here many more hours than I do."
"I love taking care of the pups," Hedda admitted. "I have a Yorkshire Terrier who goes to work with me."
"Where do you work?" Daisy asked.
"I work at the local flower shop, Bouquets to Go. Winky just sits on the counter and greets customers. My daughter loves dogs, too. She bakes dog treats and sells them at the farmer's market and supplies the pet store with them."
Someone called to Jonas from the back door. Jonas said to the woman,
"I'll be right back. They might need help unloading bags of dog food."
After Jonas had exited the kennel area, Hedda said,
"Jonas is one of those..."